So closing down the eyes if that feels good, and if you prefer to soften the gaze, bringing the focus just a little closer to the body. Acknowledging that there is nowhere else to be and nothing else to do. This is your you time. Allowing the silence to feel like a blanket, something to soothe you. Allowing the muscles to relax. And as they do, if you need to take any small movements to get absolutely comfortable, doing those and enjoying how it feels to move your body. Being aware of the points of connection from where the earth is holding you, whether you're lying down or seated. Being aware that it is the consciousness, the might, the mass, the energy of the earth that is allowing you to be here now. That you are not alone. You never are. There is consciousness and energy around you always. Breathing into that awareness. Allowing the breath to become slower and deeper and longer. Noticing how your body moves and changes its shape in response to the incoming of breath. And as you draw in, you are taking this consciousness of the universe inside yourself. You are mixing it with your own. And as you exhale, you are breathing you, your unique blueprint, out into the cosmos. And this dance of co-creation, this tango, this waltz, is what happens every moment of your life, and it is the bedrock, the foundation of all the inspiration. All the ideas, all the communication and relationships, whether they be with another or with yourself. It all comes from the breath. Realizing that when you breathe in a hot desert on a hot beach, and the air is a little dusty, a little drier, maybe you feel the heat on the back of your throat as you inhale. When you breathe in humid conditions and you're taking in water droplets, where the air feels moist and heavy. When you breathe in, when you're surrounded by snow and the air has a sharpness, a coldness that you can feel inside your body. Realizing that all these different textures, all these different effects still come from this constant conversation between your breath and the world. The world in its solid seen form, and the world in the unseen realms. The aspects that are harder to fathom when we are inside our human bodies. But knowing in the very depth of yourself that no matter how much you are able to comprehend at any given moment, the conversation is endless. It takes us to the very core of our being. It surpasses intellect. Whenever we move into overwhelm or search for answers, we can come back to this gentle falling and rising of the stomach, of the chest. This effortless gift we have. Knowing that we are always in communication with the unseen. In the same way that there is always ground beneath your feet, or water beneath you, or air, you are always held in some shape or form. You are always supported by the breath. And this breath is not something we can have ownership over. For who is doing the breathing? And what is it we are breathing, if nothing but the force of life, the essence of life? And when we feel like we come up against a hard rock face in life and we search for answers and we feel constricted and small, maybe we feel barren like a dry desert. Maybe that feels like financial limitation. But when we realize that every grain of sand can be blown in the wind, that what may seem like an eternity of waterless, dry, arid expanse is actually millions of tiny possibilities that are all in a constant state of movement, as is your life. In a constant state of movement, full of millions of possibilities, and it is the breath that can return those to you. It is the breath that can remind you that you are never alone. There is never a brick wall from which there is not an expanse on the other side. And those bricks are indeed made of grains of sand. Tiny particles of rock that have danced in many formations to end up where they are, just as your life and you will dance in many formations and come together and part, as nature always does, because we are nature. It is not something we visit to feel peaceful. It is us. We are walking nature. And when we live with this knowledge, There is no fear of lack. As we move deeper into this knowingness, we appreciate that we do not need to feel fear when we watch the leaves drop, when we feel the coldness come and the fruits stop. Because we understand that it is a cycle that we will move through and out again in order to better love, to better understand and better appreciate when spring comes again. Understanding that there is no need for comparison as we move through cycles at different times. And when we are in summer, it is so easy to take things for granted or expect an endless summer. And when we are in winter, it is easy to believe that spring will never come, or it will come for everybody but us. From our human mind, we can question it all. And the way to more, the way to more life in all aspects, whether we feel that we are deprived, lacking, or overflowing, is to be conscious of each moment, of the gift in each moment, of the lessons. The deeper quest of knowing that it is the letting go in which we receive. It is the releasing of the tightness of our grip which allows more to come to us. And it is trusting in this being held by life. Allows our heart to remain open, our self-worth to remain intact. And our joy de vivre, our appreciation of living and being alive and having life within us that allows the conversation to continue. And as we move into new ways of being on the earth, these understandings, this appreciation will become more and more widespread. And the comparison, the wish to hoard, the wish to keep those fists clenched, the rigid understanding of mine and yours will become softer as we become softer. More fluid, more in alignment with nature's principles. As we open our hearts, we return to our inner nature, as nature, interacting with each other, with life, with the planet. Understanding that we are all in this dance. We are all creating the breath that we breathe. And what pleasure there can be found in that knowledge rather than fear, rather than resentment or contraction, there can be greater expansion, deeper breaths, more joyful exhales. More orgasmic living. with the breath now coming into the heart space, bringing your awareness to your heart in 365 degrees, and as you breathe in, allowing your heart's energy to increase, to expand. You may see it as light, a sensation, or a colour. Breathing into that space and feeling it grow outwards until the body, the head, the legs, the arms, and the feet are all contained with the sphere that starts with the heart. You may connect to the feelings of peace, of unconditional love, of gratitude, or a sense of greater space. And in this space, asking your heart, what is it that you need to know now? And allowing it to be. Resisting the urge to engage the mind, allowing the answer to hang. Coming back into the breath, breathing back into the heart. And on your next exhale, sending that breath, that energy from the heart down through the legs, the feet, down into the earth, connecting with the earth energies below your soul star, your earth star. Being aware of the earth energies filling up your body, moving out through the crown of the head, past the soul star. Feeling your entire being contained, connected to the earth. And using this energy then to connect upwards to the soul star, to source, to the sun, to your guides, team, ancestors, to source. Whichever words you use, feeling this divine connection between the earth and the sky, and feeling yourself as the bridge between the two. In the same way, a plant needs nutrients from the earth and rain from the sky and sunshine and grounding. Knowing that you too need this understanding of the deep, tangible, physical aspects of life and the unseen, and they are both equally important. So whenever you feel that there is nothing there, there is a lack of abundance, whether that be financial, of health, of love, of friendship, or of work, or any other form, realizing that maybe you can turn your perspective from focusing on the physical to focusing on the unseen. Where is your unseen abundance? Is it in your breath? Is it in your health if you're focusing on your finances? Is it in the love that surrounds you if you're focusing on your employment? Are you looking at the desert's expanse and missing the grains moving in the wind? Breathing into the heart. What do I need to know now? And letting go of the answer. Drawing your awareness now back down into the legs, the energy flowing through you down into the earth, spilling your roots out of the soles of your feet, expanding the base of your feet so that it can caress more solidly, more expansively the earth itself. As you allow your roots to triple down into the soil, knowing that you are taking in all that this beautiful planet has to offer. And as this energy comes into your body and moves up through the feet and the ankles, through the shins, the calves, the knees, the thighs, around the hip girdle and the sex organs, up through the chakra system, as you take in, you are nourished and expanded and inspired to give. As you take in, so you can create. In the same way as the oak draws up nourishment and rain and nutrients and sends out more roots to take in more and more and more, and it is by this process of taking that it is allowed to grow, to expand, to go on the voyage from the tiny acorn into the mighty oak tree. As the branches become strong enough to create shelter, to create homes and bear fruit, to create shade. As the oak continues its journey, it is able to then send excess nutrients down its root network out to support other life, other trees. May you breathe into this understanding of the divine relationship between giving and receiving, in the same way that you breathe in and breathe out and take and give with the universe. May you breathe in all aspects of your life and remember to give out in all aspects of your life. Holding gently the inquiry, where are you out of balance? And letting it go. And breathing into your heart to remedy this imbalance so that you may feel safe to give more. You may feel worthy to take more. And knowing that both are gifts. The gift of being able to receive so that somebody else may give. And the gift of being able to give to another so that they may learn the lesson to receive. Breathing in to clear all programming around not understanding nature's principles. And exhaling those belief systems that no longer serve out of the body. Breathing in to clear all misunderstanding around divine timing and impatience, and exhaling those energies out of the bodies Breathing in to clear all programs around competition, around victim mentality, around hoarding and greed. And exhaling those programs out of the bodies and fields. Breathing in to ingenuity, creativity, and the deeper understanding of the inspiration from the universe. And exhaling those information codes throughout the body. Inhaling true gratitude and enjoyment of all that is, and knowing that every experience has its gift to share. Breathing in gratitude for the future that you are already manifesting, and trusting that your dreams are just a matter of timing. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Starting to bring your awareness back into the body, and very slowly starting to pull your root network back up so that your roots exist within the base of your feet. Bringing your awareness of this connection to higher dimensions, and if it feels good, bringing it back inside the physical body. Seeing the whole body filled with a bright white light, filled with unconditional love emanating from your very core. Allowing this light frequency, this emotional frequency, to move throughout the body, the being, and all its aspects. Keeping the eyes closed and very gently allowing the hands to find their way up to rest over the heart center, one on top of the other. Breathing into the heart, and allow this connection to seal in all that you have done. All that you have shifted and created. Knowing that you can return to this practice at any time, to constantly liberate the mind, open the heart, and feel free to give and receive in the constant dance of life. To seal the practice, either placing the hands in prayer in front of the heart center, down towards the earth, or across your body, wherever you need to place the energy. Very gently starting to take small movements with the fingers and the toes, and in your own time, when you are fully ready, opening your eyes.